Friday's podcast, I told you about the Jeopardy episode where the people didn't recognize the picture of Dave Chappelle. I found the actual questions from last Wednesday's Jeopardy. The category is funny business. I'll take funny business for 400. The answer, July 6th, 2017 was officially Kevin Hart Day in this northeastern city of my birth. They even unveiled a giant mural of my face on a cheesesteak diner where I grew up. The answer, I believe, is I'm Kevin Hart, right? Funny business for 800. Will Ferrell played an Icelander in a 2020 Netflix comedy that sends up this song contest. Boy, I'm terrible at this. That's that Eurovision thing, but I don't know what it's actually called, and someone else just buzzed in ahead of me. I am terrible at Jeopardy, but I will take funny business for 1200. Last One Laughing, hosted by this Sydney-born funny woman, pits comics against one another, trying to make each other laugh. I have no idea. You guys are going to want to know, right? Somebody in Australia is like, come on, everybody knows that one. Let's say Last One Laughing. Who is Rebel Wilson? I would have sat here for 3 years and never gotten that one. But I'll take funny business for 1600. Starting way back in 2003 and still going strong, he's the longest tenured cast member of Saturday Night Live. Who is Kenan Thompson? Funny business for 2000. This comedian displayed his drama chops in A Star Is Born, playing Bradley Cooper's longtime friend. And there's a picture of this guy, and all of you would recognize Dave Chappelle. I'll take science and nature for 400. The death of a massive star can form this, a cosmic body of extreme gravity from which not even light can escape. What is a black hole? We should get back to the comedy stuff. I imagine that's why you're here, not to hear me just play solo Jeopardy for an hour. From WPSDLocal6.com, aka the TV channel that apparently didn't secure the URL they really wanted, Dateline Paducah. You can't see comedian Jim Gaffigan in Paducah right now, but you can see his son's artwork in the National Quilt Museum. Jim posted on Facebook, it is with great pride and slight confusion that I inform you that my son's artwork is now in an exhibit at the National Quilt Museum. Yes, that National Quilt Museum. Seriously, I am proud of their great work, and I know my mother, who loved needlepoint and cross-stitch, would have been over the moon about something like this. The National Quilt Museum announced the winners of the 2021 School Block Challenge. This year's exhibition from the challenge include 191 blocks. Wonder why that number. From students from 23 states. Those include Love All Around the World by Michael Gaffigan, who won the K to 4th grade 3rd place. If you're in Paducah, as you know, the National Quilt Museum is at 215 Jefferson Street, and the exhibit's on display through April 6th. Check it out. While they've got our attention, they want us to know they'll be celebrating their 30th anniversary this year with both in-facility exhibits and digital exhibits. The National Quilt Museum has 18 exhibit experiences scheduled for 2021, including an exhibit celebrating its history. But let's get back to the comedy. What if Pete Davidson interviewed Glenn Close? That would be fascinating, wouldn't it? Variety thought so. Glenn Close, hey Pete. One of my dearest friends in the world is from Staten Island. I called him yesterday and said, what can I ask Pete? Pete said, it's a pretty fascinating place. Glenn, when you go over the bridge, it's like going into a time warp. I heard a dog. Is that a dog? Pete, yeah, I'm allergic to all dogs, except for a poodle. We got a little poodle that shits all over the house. Glenn Close, oh no, is it a puppy? Yeah, it's like 4 months old, so we're training it now. I've never been able to have a dog. It's been the greatest experience ever. I want to talk to you about your incredible King of Staten Island. First, let's talk about the fact that you co-wrote it. Was it your idea? Me and Judd were trying to figure out something to do for a few years. They pitched a few ideas. We tried to write it, but it was a movie about college. Me and Judd realized neither one of us went to college, so we had no idea what to write. And then 2 or 3 years ago, he was like, what's something you really know well you could put together? And he suggested the firefighter aspect and met my family. I once went with Robin Williams to one of the clubs he used to work out new material in San Francisco, and it was excruciating because he just didn't have the crowd. He just kept at it, and at the end, he had them. How did you take where you came from to have the courage to do what you do? First, I think we'd all love to see Glenn Close do stand-up. That'd be incredible. There's obviously tons more courageous jobs, but I do think it's courageous to get on stage in front of people because it's terrifying. The reason I think I was able to do it, because a crappy thing happened to me when I was really young. We lost my dad when I was 16. I always just wanted to try it because it's what got me by. Eddie Murphy and Chappelle and Bill Burr, my friends were like, you should do it. And I went, all right. What'd you think? My Pete Davidson's better than my Glenn Close. They're both terrible. If you want, I could do it as Jeff Foxworthy. I think we'd all love to see Glenn Close do stand-up from Cinnamon Blend. No, Cinnamon Blend would be an awesome website. Cinema Blend. Cinema Blend. Jason Segel talked about why he hasn't done any comedy, really. He did the finale of How I Met Your Mother in March 2014. Wow, that's been off that long already. And then a couple of months later did Sex Tape, and then he hasn't been doing much comedy. He said, there was a moment around that period where I was like, I have a blank canvas in front of me now. Sex Tape ended up doing well, I think, but it didn't feel good, so I got to look forward and say, this is freedom. You can do anything right now. Why don't we walk right into some of the looming questions like, what if we just try to do a drama? What if I try to write and create and run a TV show? I wanted to bump up against my litmus, which I hadn't done in a long time. Are you ready for another installment of Matt Berry Sunday? Vulture has been on the Matt Berry kick, and they have gotten me on a Matt Berry kick. Vulture would like Matt Berry. Matt Berry, who's that? You know, he's the British vampire in What We Do in the Shadows. You know him. You would know him if you saw him. Do you watch The IT Crowd on Netflix? You should. Great series. He's the boss. Vulture says, it may seem like an odd casting choice at first. Batman, after all, is a famously self-serious character, hulking, somber figure, who seems like the opposite of Matt Berry's jovial, sometimes impish energy. There are perhaps some logical obstacles, too. Matt Berry is afraid of heights, a tough situation if you're playing a character fond of gazing down upon the glittering expanse of the city from the roof of a skyscraper. Berry's acting history also suggests he doesn't have tons of experience with elaborate comic franchise-level fight choreography, so he might need some time to really lock that in. But those are minor issues. Batman could do with some ego puncturing, and Matt Berry's exactly the man for the job. Matt Berry has a distinctive magnetic ability to portray extremely confident men in a way that demonstrates that they're total doofuses. It's not that he always plays them for big pratfall comedy laughs. It's that Matt Berry is able to hold that confidence with unshakable certainty while also undermining it from within. He's not laughing at the character, but someone in a room somewhere very far away is laughing, and he knows it, and he's delighted but also outraged by it. This is what Batman needs, someone who can play the character with unshakable seriousness that's so committed it curls back around and becomes a joke. There are touches of this in the animated DC series Harley Quinn, but in my Vulture writer's ideal world, it's transformed into a mesmerizing live-action film where Matt Berry stands looking out over the city, dons the sharp-eared mask, and gruffly declares, I am the Batman. That is a fun series on Vulture. Bounce over to Vulture and type in Matt Berry and a bunch of these come up. That is your comedy news for today, but I will take Science and Nature for 800. Sir Humphrey Davy named this element, symbol MG, for a place in Greece. What is magnesium? I'm not good at Jeopardy at all. That is your comedy news for today. If you like what I do, buy me a coffee. Go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Ooh, you can barely hear the ice. This one's been sitting here for a while. I need a new one. Donate $5 to the show. You can follow the show for free on Spotify or subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, and you know, all the other places you can get podcasts. This was fun today. See you tomorrow.